This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته respected brothers علماء and elders All praise is due to Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. And we seek His forgiveness, His guidance, and blessings. We bear witness that there is no Allah worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and servant. I make the dua from my Lord most wise and all knowledgeable. Should I say, that which is the truth. May Allah grant it to be elevated. And should I say that which is in error or in error, then I ask Allah to cause that it be forgotten and erased. Amen. As we stand on the threshold of another Ramadan, alhamdulillah, it is an opportune moment for all of us to reflect on our past and acknowledge our mistakes, and sincerely seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Today, our khutbah centers around the theme, wiping the slate clean. Subhanallah. A concept deeply rooted in Islamic eschatology and Islamic teachings. It encourages us to turn over a new leaf, to look for making something that you are doing better and better, striving for perfection, subhanallah. And to plan for a future filled with good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom and mercy, has given us many, many ni'am of the ni'am of Allah, many blessings. And one such blessing was encapsulated in a hadith by the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عندما قال كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. It's a famous hadith. I don't even think it's necessary for me to translate it, but I will. Allah's Rasul says that all or every son of Adam makes mistakes. But the best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah. Inshallah, I will explain what the ulama says regarding what tawbah is. But for now, we all understand something or other about tawbah. And I bring an ayah from the Quran to illustrate the importance of tawbah in Surah Al-Furqan, verses 70 to 71. Now, what precedes this ayah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about those who were not able to make tawbah before they passed away. And so they are in the fires of the Jahannam and they are being punished. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Subhanallah. Allah says, except for those who repent. So all others, says, will be punished. Illa, except those who repent and believe and do righteous work, good deeds. For them, Allah will not only forgive them, Allah will replace their evil deeds with good. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And Allah is all forgiving and all merciful. And in the ayah that follows this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا And whoever repents and does good has truly turned to Allah properly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the recipe very easily. No matter how far we may have strayed or how many mistakes we've made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is always within our reach. And this is the essence of the Islam that we have come to know and love. And this is the essence of the message of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first step in wiping the slate clean would be to reflect and recognize our mistakes. Because you cannot repent for something if you don't believe that it was a mistake in the first place. So you have to reflect. You got to recognize that this was a mistake that I had committed. So recognition is the first step. The second step in wiping the slate clean is what we know as the actual tawbah. Sincere repentance, some would say. But I think the best way for us to learn what tawbah is to take it from its roots. And tawbah is an Arabic word brought to us by Islam and his Rasul. And As-Sanadi, a great linguist, said that at-tawbah, what does tawbah mean? The Prophet ﷺ first said, at-tawbah, an-nadam tawbah. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He says, an-nadam tawbah. It's the first step. Regret is tawbah. Now, we all understand the word regret, but we understand it from our own perspectives. Some languages have a different understanding of the same word, depending on the context. And so it's important for us to understand what is an nadam in our deen. And our deen was brought to us, when our Quran was brought to us, Arabiyan, it was brought to us in Arabic. So we go to the Arabs and we find out what is it that an-nadam means. What is regret? And this is what As-Sanadi says. His statement, an-nadam, means a regret for the disobedience. This is very important. It's not just a regret. It's a regret for the disobedience. Meaning one must consider what they have done, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if he regrets it for another reason, for example, a person who is a Muslim and knows he's not supposed to drink wine or alcohol or any intoxicating liquor, does it anyway. And they regret it. But they regret it for the waste of money or for wasting money. They regret it for that reason. And not for disobedience to Allah. Then that, by As-Sanadi, is not an nadam kama qala Rasulullah, as the Prophet ﷺ said. So to us as Muslimin, regret means you regret something because you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a very, very important point. It might be obvious to some, but not so obvious to others. And so I am spending a little bit of time on that point. The next point is At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab is one of the Asma'ul Husna, one of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is reserved for the servant who frequently repents, who frequently goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with whatever they have done, recognizing their shortcomings and their mistakes, turning to Allah sincerely in repentance and begging, subhanallah, begging Him, Allahu Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, for His forgiveness. I relate to you all now the incident of Nabi Adam and Sayyidatina Hawa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Baqarah, فَتَلَقَى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ صدق الله العظيم. So Adam, we understand this entire incident that happened between Sayyidina Adam. No. We understand this incident that happened. We understand it well. Every child, every Muslim child knows it, what happened, say, with Nabi Adam and Sayyidatina Hawa. But wallahi, the point of all of that was to bring us the concept of Tawbah. That is the status of Tawbah in our way of life. That is the importance of Tawbah to a human being. I dare to say that a human being cannot be complete without Tawbah. That is how important, subhanAllah, Tawbah is. And I say one other thing. Wallahi, there are people today, many, many people, both Muslim and non-Muslim, who are suffering from so many mental illnesses, subhanAllah. I make the statement that Tawbah, subhanAllah, is the only thing that can relieve a person of the guilt that they feel for the disobedience that they have committed, or the wrongdoings, or something or other that they feel guilty about. Tawbah, subhanAllah, is the only thing that can remove that. I urge you all to think on this. I urge you all to take my words and explore it. And if you agree, alhamdulillah. And if you disagree, alhamdulillah. The attributes of Tawbah, or the status of Tawbah, is emphasized in another ayah in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who make tawbah. He loves them. If all you do is make tawbah, Allah loves you. Wallah. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ. Tawbah, as I said before, is one of the great ni'mas that Allah has bestowed upon us and offering us the most powerful means to alleviate our burdens. And Tawbah, alhamdulillah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, it leads to something. It doesn't just end there. It helps us to clear ourselves and prepare ourselves for doing good. There's a famous saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. We all know it. Wiping the slate clean is not just about recognizing your mistakes and seeking forgiveness. It's also about planning for a future filled with goodness and righteousness. Because if you fill your time up with the good things, with the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, it doesn't leave much time for you to do the things that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the hikmah, the wisdom in following it up with goodness. Prophet ﷺ says, you know, if you do something bad, follow it up with something good, so that you can wash it away, wipe it away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also instructed us in another ayah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, hasten, rush towards the maghfirah of Allah, which is the tawbah. Rush towards it. It's an opportunity. Wallahi, rush towards it. وَجَنَّةٍ. And the result of that will be Jannah, inshallah, for all of us. Allah grant us Jannah. And Jannah was prepared for whom? أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepared for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're conscious of what you are doing. And if you do something that displeases Allah, you are conscious that you need to make tawbah. They all go hand in hand. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnatillah, la tabdila li sunnatillah. There is no replacement for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnatillah. This is Allah's way. The third step, therefore, in wiping the slate clean is for us to make a conscious effort to plan our days and weeks and months with focus on becoming objective-driven Muslims. That's it. It's a plan for us. We have to stick to it. Subhanallah. I made an example once when I said some people believe that tawbah should only be made once in a lifetime. And then I asked the question, if you only cleaned your house once in a lifetime, how would your house look? If you only cleaned your house once in the year, how would your house look? Sometimes if you don't clean your house every day, how does your house look? Subhanallah. Tawbah is the same. You need to be able to go to tawbah all the time. Tawbah is something that is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is something that you should be doing on a daily basis. And inshallah, I will give some action points at the end of this khutbah for what you can do to make your khutbah more meaningful, inshallah. Make your tawbah, Asif, more meaningful, inshallah. But before then, I would like to relay an incident that happened to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He was known for his strict adherence to Islamic teachings, and he exemplified the essence of bringing oneself to account for deeds. So he was very strict on himself, subhanAllah. And this is one incident that happened to him. It might seem like nothing, but I beg for your attention in this. In the quiet moments of his self-reflection, Abdullah ibn Umar would retreat. He would go to a quiet place, right? Finding solace in the company of his own soul, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, after a moment of deep introspection, he approached his servant and said, "Bring me my mount. I must travel," as if something happened. You know, he had to get there. Something happened that needed his attention urgently. And this was his response. The servant asked him, "Where, O Abu Umar, where are you going, O Ibn Umar?" Abdullah Ibn Umar responded, "To our Lord, for I have many deeds to explain and seek his forgiveness." SubhanAllah. This is a powerful anecdote, very powerful. I'll tell you why. Because it shows us the example of action that follows tawbah. It's like the natural consequence of tawbah is action. Wallahi, subhanAllah. So, in essence, the path to a fresh start involves three powerful steps. Acknowledge and genuinely reflect on past mistakes or shortcomings, like Umar ibn Khattab did, more famous stories. Turn sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the people of Taif, subhanAllah, who embraced Islam after initially opposing it. They opposed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam violently. And hasten to good, like all our righteous predecessors, both here and abroad, and all around, subhanAllah. My dear brothers and sisters, if you remember nothing else, remember what I'm about to say, inshallah. Say these words to yourself when you are approaching Allah, sincerely wanting his forgiveness. Say to your own self, "Have you forgotten? Why do you persist in thinking that your sin is the greatest thing in existence? Have you forgotten that He, Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, is the most forgiving, the most loving? Have you forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets elated, not just happy, elated when you repent? And my proof of this is a beautiful story where the companions once saw a woman in distress, desperately searching for her son, whom she'd lost. When she finally found him, she hugged him tightly, kissed him lovingly, affectionately, and fearfully. The companions were amazed by this display of raw emotion and pure happiness. Then the Prophet ﷺ said these words, Allahu ashaddu farhan bitawbati abdihi min hadhihi biwaladiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more elated by the tawbah of his servant than this woman at finding her son. Subhanallah. So what are you waiting for? Remember, we're talking to ourselves here. What are you waiting for, self? Say, astaghfirullah, now. Say it from your heart and your soul and your tongue until even the impossible sins, the ones that you think is impossible, O self, the ones that you think can never be forgiven, make yourself say astaghfirullah for that. Desiring it, shout in yourselves, I seek your forgiveness, Ya Allah. I swear, Wallahi, I swear, by that shouting in yourselves for Allah's forgiveness, Allah, most forgiving, will forgive you. Not, Wallahi, not because of your shouting, because Allah, He is the most forgiving and the most loving. Ghafurul Wadud. Because Allah is Ghafurul Wadud. That is why you will be forgiven. SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, accept our repentance, forgive our sins, and grant us the strength to consistently strive for goodness in our actions. May He guide us on the path of righteousness and grant us success in this life and the year after. Ameen. Akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.